This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hamas has announced its new leader on Tuesday. It's the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks on Israel. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Hamas says it has chosen Yahya Sinwar, its top official in Gaza, who masterminded the October 7th attacks in Israel that killed 1,200, as its new leader. The choice of the hardliner was a defiant move by Hamas, whose political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed in Iran last week in a presumed Israeli strike. The Israeli military's chief spokesperson said Israel remains committed to killing Sinwar. Meanwhile, the Palestinian territory faces a severe humanitarian crisis, as its health ministry says the death toll in the war approaches 40,000. I'm Norman Hall.
Iran's response to the killing of Haniyeh in Tehran will take place, quote, at the right time and in the appropriate shape, unquote, Acting Foreign Minister Ali Bagheri Khani said in a statement on Wednesday. Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country after violent protests. The new interim leader is a Nobel laureate. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
An economist and banker, Yunus was awarded the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for his work developing microcredit markets. The decision, announced early on Wednesday, came during a meeting that included military chiefs and organizers of the student protest that helped drive Hasina from power. Nahid Islam, coordinator of the anti-discrimination student movement, says Bangladeshis want a stable transition into the new government and advises people not to take the law into their own hands against the former regime. The streets of Dhaka, the capital, are calm after violence swept parts of the country amid Hasina's sudden departure. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bangladesh's military chief has said that the interim government will be sworn in on Thursday. This is VOA News. On Wednesday, the Constitutional Court in Thailand ordered the dissolution of the Progressive Move Forward Party, which won national elections in 2023, saying it violated the Constitution by proposing an amendment of a law against defaming the country's royal family. Former leader Pita Limjaroenrat.
If the result of the process is like this, then let it be, and then we'll make sure that the political project continues, you know, in a new vehicle, which will be introduced on August the 9th, which I will not be part of anymore.
The court also imposed a 10-year ban on political activity for those who held the party's executive positions, including Pita. Lawmakers of a dissolved political party can keep their seats in parliament if they move to a new party within 60 days. The latest legal action is one of many that have drawn widespread criticism and are seen as a part of a years-long attack on the country's progressive movement. A new study has shown abortions have risen in the United States since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
According to the hashtag WeCount report for the Society of Family Planning, the number of abortions in the U.S. has risen slightly since the Supreme Court sent the issue back to the states. Researchers say it's in part because some states controlled by Democrats offered new protections to doctors who use telemedicine to prescribe abortion pills to women who live in places that have abortion bans. In the month of March alone, through telehealth, doctors prescribe pills to nearly 10,000 patients. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Shops in an immigration bureau were boarded up while bracing for an anti-Muslim and anti-migrant riots in northeast London on Wednesday morning, while locals said they felt heartbroken and unsafe. Stetson Matthew is a waste collector.
Everyone's got freedom of speech. Everyone has a right to have their own views. I'm not with it. I'm against it totally, yeah? I want my environment to be safe. I want my children to be safe, grandchildren to be safe.
The government has put together a so-called standing army of 6,000 specialist police officers to respond to any outbreaks of violence and say they will have a big enough presence to deal with any unrest.
There's no justification for violence, whatever people might think politically. And people have different views about immigration and that sort of thing, but there's obviously no justification for threats and intimidation, and the people who perpetrate that kind of thing are clearly stupid.
That gentleman asked to be unnamed but is a barrister in London. The United Kingdom has been racked by violence for the past week as angry mobs egged on by far-right extremists have clashed with police and counter-demonstrators. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.